Evening, everybody. You're tuned to WFMU. This is the Downtown Soulville Show. I'm Mr. Finewine. I will be here for 1 hour spinning Soul 45s as I try to do every Friday. Great stuff tonight. A lot of new ones. Gonna pay tribute to an act I really like that I've neglected a little bit over the years for no real reason except that I was thinking about them this week. We'll get to that a little later.
Be so cruel, oh love. Now don't you know the rules? I've been waiting. Thank you.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. This is Ramsey Lewis in the background, great Chicago jazz pianist whom we lost this past week, sad to say, at age 87. Rest in peace, Ramsey Lewis. In that last set, we heard from Marianne Fisher with I Keep Coming Back for More. Jeanette Williams did I Can't Wait. Johnny Mitchell and the Majestics on the Checks, C-H-E-X label out of Detroit. Shoppin' and Hoppin', Johnny Mae Matthews, another Detroit record. Don't Talk About My Man. And the instrumental at the very beginning of the show, Way Out East, was by Jake Porter. Got an aggressive, up-tempo record queued up right now. We'll hear it as soon as Ramsey's done.
I'm going on.
some more of Ramsey Lewis's fingers in the background on the keys on the Downtown Soulville Show cover of Aretha Franklin's Since You've Been Gone. Before this one, Hal Trotter did Think About It. Now, Hal Trotter, this is a strange thing. His name on the label has an apostrophe before the Trotter, and it's not like a typo or a stray mark because it's on both sides. So I assume that means Trotter is short for something. Like, I don't know, Globetrotter? I've never found out anything about this guy. It's his only record I know of on the Grandland label out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hal Trotter, Think About It. Rudy Maccabee did Sweet Thing, and Don and the Agitators, appropriately named band, Going Back Home. So, as promised earlier in the show, going to do a tribute now to an act I really like. When you talk about the great Detroit soul singers of the 60s, a lot of people might get behind, say, David Ruffin as the best, or Levi Stubbs, or Marvin Gaye, or some of the lesser-known ones, maybe Steve Mancha. Well, I think this guy might be my favorite. He's the leader of a group called the Fantastic Four, the lead voice in the Fantastic Four. His name is Sweet James Epps, and I just love his voice. Going to play a bunch of Fantastic Four records right now, starting with this one.
Nothing in this world, baby.
Baby, baby, I love you.
I love you, love you, love you, love you. extreme. Ooh, you are going to the extreme just to feel your desire and your every dream. A man in love, a man in love, a man in love. Ooh, baby, a man in love.
I'm a man in love.
Yes, I am. I'm a man.
Love,
that's me. Ooh, I
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. More Ramsey Lewis in the background. Love his piano playing. So we just heard four Fantastic Four records. As I was saying earlier, their lead singer, James Epps, Sweet James Epps, as he was known. Not a household name by any means outside of Detroit. Not really a household name in Detroit either. But I think he's up there with the best male singers recording in the 1960s in that city. They formed in 1966. The other members of the group were two brothers, Ralph and Joseph Pruitt, and Toby Childs. Let me run back that set. Ain't Love Wonderful, that's the B-side of their biggest hit, actually, which was called The Whole World Is a Stage, reached number 6 on the R&B charts in 66 or 67. That's as good as it got for them, but they kept making records. We also heard Man in Love, As Long as I Live for You, and I Love You Madly. Hang on a sec. Okay, so I have some theories about why they didn't have more hits and why they aren't better known. Their songs are kind of growers. They don't have a lot that really jump out and grab you. And a lot of their song titles are really long and unwieldy. For instance, one I'm not going to have time to get to, but they have one record. One side's called You Gave Me Something and Everything's All Right, and the other side is called Romeo and Juliet's I Don't Want to Live Without You, Play. The word play is in parentheses. I think they were challenging their audiences, maybe. But they had the cream of the Detroit crop playing on the records, musician-wise. These records all on a label called Rick-Tick, which operated in the shadows of Motown. But they had the Motown Funk Brothers moonlighting on them. And production by the likes of Mike Terry, Del Warren. I'm going to play three more Fantastic Four records. Here's perhaps my favorite one. It's called Can't Stop Looking for My Baby, featuring the voice of Sweet James Epps.
Another $2 room that's never seen a broom. A neon sign reflecting on my ceiling. In all my days, I can't recall never having such a lonely feeling. But I can't stop now, I've got to find her somehow. Can't stop looking for my
baby.
Got to find my baby.
Looking for my baby.
Got a crumble dollar bill to buy myself a meal. I haven't had a bite all afternoon. So I'll direct my feet down some lonely street till I find myself the cheapest, greasiest food. But I can't stop now, got to find her somehow. Can't stop looking for my
baby.
Got to find my baby, yeah.
Looking for my baby.
Haven't known a peaceful day since that girl, she walked away. But somehow, I must survive. I've got to keep my hopes alive.
Looking for my baby, can't stop now. Looking for my baby, can't stop now. Looking for my baby, can't stop now. Looking for my baby.
She vanished into space, no one seen her face. But you can bet I'm gonna keep on pushing.
Keep on pushing.
Gotta find a clue and get a line on you, baby. And if I have to crawl, I'm gonna keep on looking. But I can't stop now, got to find her somehow.
Can't stop looking for my baby.
Got to find my baby.
Looking for my baby.
I've got determination.
Looking for my baby.
I've got lots of conversation.
Looking for my baby.
I've got inspiration.
Looking for my baby.
I'm a man in a desperation. shine. Sorry if I sound conceited, but I think I'm better than you. But if you had this girl of mine, I think that you'd be bragging too. She makes me feel so superior. She said, no man. Tell you what I'm gonna do, and I'll tell you what you would do. Said I'm gonna live up
to what she thinks.
Said I'm gonna
live up to what she thinks.
Said I'm gonna
live up to what she thinks.
What she thinks of me. Convincing me that I'm the man no other man
could ever be.
So I tell you what I'm gonna do.
Tell you what you would do.
And I tell you what you would do. Said I'm gonna live up
to what she thinks.
Said I'm gonna live up
to what she thinks.
Said I'm gonna
live up to what she thinks.
To what she thinks of me.
Don't just sit there asking me why. Oh, girl.
showcasing the great voice of James Epps on the Downtown Soulville show. He's got to be in the conversation at least for best male singer recording in Detroit in the 1960s. So three more Fantastic Four records in that last set. Pinpoint It Down, that came out on Motown, well, on the Motown subsidiary Soul Records. In 1968, Berry Gordy bought out Rick Tick Records, which was a smaller competitor that had acts on it like the Fantastic Four, Edwin Starr, Laura Lee, Detroit Emeralds, J.J. Barnes. He sat on J.J. Barnes, but he did put out some Fantastic Four records, an LP of their greatest Rick Tick hits, and some new recordings like that last one, Pinpoint It Down. No hits, though. Before Pinpoint It Down, a George Clinton composition on Rick Tick, I'm Gonna Live Up to What She Thinks, and maybe my favorite record of theirs, Can't Stop Looking for My Baby. Sweet James Epps died at only 53 in the year 2000. I don't know, they could have been a bigger group, I think, somehow, if things had gone right for them, maybe if they had a couple snappier songs. I like the songs, but as I said, a lot of them are sort of growers. Maybe they don't jump right out at you. Still, what a voice. Okay, got time for a few more. Here's Johnny Guitar Watson.
The big brother getting trapped, the little brother's out. Did somebody tell me what are they trying to find? I just wonder. The big sister on the cone, I know she's a goner. Them red lights flashing, the police said you lied. You did. Just like they are toys, say they're gonna separate
the man from the boys.
Recession's going on, depression's going on right now, yeah. Yes, it is, y'all. Mama done heard it, she got worried. Back in the kitchen, counting up a food stamp, two stamps, grandma got booger, pull up the cover. She said, baby, sister's a tramp. Yes, you did, y'all. Yeah. A recession going on, a depression going on. Washington is playing with people just like they are toys. Say they're gonna separate
the man from the boys.
Recession going on, a depression going on, y'all. Right now, yeah. Yes, it is. A recession going on, a depression going on.
Okay, that's going to do it for this week's Downtown Soulville program. Thank you for listening. In that last short set, the Apaches trying to make ends meet. And Johnny Guitar Watson, there's a recession going on. More Ramsey Lewis in the background. Rest in peace, Ramsey Lewis. This is called Do Whatever Sets You Free. I'll be back next Friday with more Soul 45s. Stay tuned for Nate the K. Nate K. We have a new schedule, so Nate K follows me now. That's a first. It's going to be really good, too. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Far. I have a plan. It begins today. Burn it down. Burn it down.
Hey everybody, this is Nate the K. I'm sending this one out to my buddy Andy. He didn't get to hear it on Monday. Maybe he gets to hear it tonight.
Turn the lights down. Turn up the music. All the guys here. It's a crazy scene.
World, it's pretty hard for you. dirt down.